This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ram Gulam in Varanasi today. The two countries signed 4 agreements in different fields following the talks. Prime Minister Ram Gulam arrived in the spiritual city yesterday. At a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed the deepening ties between the two countries, saying India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams are one. Prime Minister Modi stated that India and Mauritius are not just partners, but a family. He added that India has always supported decolonization and full recognition of Mauritius' sovereignty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the first Jan Aushadhi Kendra outside India has now been established in Mauritius. He added that energy security is an important pillar of bilateral partnership.
India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams and destiny are one. इस वर्ष हम सर शिव सागर राम गुलाम जी की 125वीं जयंती मना रहे हैं। वे केवल मॉरिशस के राष्ट्रपिता ही नहीं बल्कि भारत और मॉरिशस के बीच अटूट सेतु के संस्थापक भी थे। उनकी यह जयंती हमें मिलकर अपने संबंधों को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाने की प्रेरणा देती रहे।
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह टुडे इनॉग्रेटेड द फास्ट ट्रैक इमिग्रेशन ट्रस्टेड ट्रैवलर प्रोग्राम इन द लखनऊ Thiruvananthapuram, Trichy, Calicut and Amritsar airports through video conferencing. The program aims to facilitate international mobility with faster, smoother and secure immigration clearance. It will provide more facility for the Indian nationals and overseas citizens of India, passengers coming from other countries. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted that the Fast Track Immigration Program is a trusted traveler program which makes immigration simpler, faster and hassle-free. He said that this will also promote both convenience and national security. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that Railways is introducing a daily timetabled parcel train from Badgam in Kashmir Valley in Adarsh Nagar station in Delhi from Saturday. The train will provide an alternative fruit and handicraft dealers to showcase their produce across the country. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw underscored that the Kashmir Valley now has better connectivity with the Jammu-Srinagar line operational now. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that talks to improve trade relations between India and the United States are progressing in a serious and positive atmosphere. Talking to the media in Patna today, he said that both India and the United States are satisfied with the progress made so far. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today held the IASV Triveni All Women Circumnavigation Expedition as a historic moment in India's history, which will be remembered by future generations with pride. Mr. Singh virtually flagged off the Samudri Pradakshina expedition, the first ever tri-services all-woman crew comprising 10 women officers from the Army, Navy and Air Force embarking on a circumnavigation mission on board the Indian Army sailing vessel Triveni from the historic gateway of India in Mumbai today. Speaking on the occasion, he asserted that this mission is a testament to India's advancements in every sector, from the heights of the sky to the depths of the ocean. The government today urged all Indian nationals to stay away from any offers to join the Russian army and called it a course fraught with danger. In a response to media queries, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that there are reports about Indian nationals having been recruited recently into the Russian army. He asserted that the government over the past year has underlined the risk and dangers inherent in this course of action and cautioned citizens accordingly. Mr. Jaiswal further informed that the government has also taken up the matter with Russian authorities both in Delhi and Moscow, asking to end this practice and release the Indian nationals. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.